Welcome back to Candid Teeth Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're pumped up. We're pumped up and we're packed in. We're in a circle of the minds right now.
Yeah.
I'm Jeremy Gregory.
I'm Jeff Weig.
Jeff Weig. Then we got
Damien Hayes.
Damien Hayes is in the house. Surprise visitor.
Kesara.
Kesara is in the house.
And Carlos Aguilar.
Nice. Say it again.
Carlos Aguilar.
Yeah. No, because I was reading it earlier, and I was like, I've never really said it. And then I started tripping myself out high. And I had your name just messed up, and then I brought it back, and then I went and messed it up a different way.
Yeah. Well, in Spanish, it's Aguilar.
See?
So I had to soften it.
Nice. Make it easy. Yeah. For people like me, so we can settle down. I'm one of those people. You guys are artists from Seattle, right? From Seattle, or you live in Seattle?
I live in Seattle.
Yeah, where are you from?
I was from Compton, California.
Yeah.
And then I lived in Memphis, Tennessee.
Like the rap Compton?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I hear about that.
In the 80s and 90s when it was really bad.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then I lived in Memphis for about 10 years.
Wow.
And then I met Kesara and I lived with her in Atlanta for a while.
Yeah, I'm originally from Nashville, but then I moved to Atlanta like whenever I was 16.
Whoa.
All my family's from out there.
Crazy. Yeah.
And then we met painting in Memphis.
Yep.
And then we moved to Seattle from there. Yeah.
That's how it happened?
Yeah. Like January 2010, we moved out here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
We had been visiting like since 08, though.
Yeah.
Making trips.
Yeah, making trips, painting out here and stuff.
Like right.
You make a lot of trips painting, huh?
Yeah.
Especially lately.
Especially lately. Staying busy. It's fun. But, yeah.
But, yeah.
It always feels good to come back home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what I like. But you come back home with a whole different, a refresh.
Yeah.
That's why I always
go. Yeah.
It's cool.
You need it.
Yeah. You need to leave. Or I do.
Go on some different paths.
Yeah, for sure. Get to go out there and see what other people are doing. And it kind of like pushes us to expand what we already do, I guess.
Yeah.
You guys work collaboratively?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah. Well, she also paints on her own.
Yeah.
I like writing my name on stuff.
Yeah. Got it. You work at the graffiti store, don't you?
I do.
What's it called? Art Primo?
Mm-hmm.
I acted like I didn't know right there. What's that? What's that like? Yeah. I have some questions about that.
I can't complain.
Yeah.
You know?
That's rad. You get the hookup.
It's almost like the job you dream of whenever you're a little kid.
Yeah.
And right.
It happens. And so, you know.
And you're like, all right.
But it's kind of crazy that there is a graffiti store. You know, I mean, it makes sense totally.
Yeah.
Because there's totally a market. But, like, when you're a little kid, like, having that dream, you're like, and then I'm going to work at a graffiti store. And they're all just like, you're fucking insane, kid.
And it's happening.
There's no graffiti store.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How long has that store been going?
I mean, our Primo's been around for, like, 15 years.
Wow.
Online.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Online. And then we've got, now we have a storefront in Seattle and one in San Francisco.
Does Angel have something to do with it?
Angel is the manager of the warehouse. Yes, the headquarters, the Mecca.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. She used to be one of my students in the like a mural program when she was a kid.
Yeah.
Like she got out of jail or something. Yeah. I'm blowing her up.
But yeah, you are.
She got out of jail. It was like kid shit, you know? And she got out of jail and they had to have a job. And so they would go to, it's called Artworks now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
But it was called Panels for Progress.
That's right. Nice.
Back then.
I call somebody before we came here.
Yeah.
Mentioned this guy, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, yeah, we're going to go down to Tacoma to talk to Jerry Gregory.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, me and Jesse Brown were in his
room. Totally.
Painting for artworks.
That's funny.
Right before we came out. Yeah, he was like, tell him what's up.
That's dope. Man, that's a good one. It just came out of the past like that.
Yeah.
Damn, Kevin. What's up? That's years, dude. That's a lot of years. So that's awesome that you guys saw him.
It's So you know, like, a lot of the pretty much emerging artist community of Seattle, or I would say just general established artist.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Just it's from like being you here. Brought him up, too.
Yeah. I'm old. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
That was,
yeah, you're
that was
right.
a nice way of saying it.
I thought, damn, you're old. I just realized you're fucking old.
Wrapped it up in a compliment.
Yeah, that was good. That was nice. But yeah, I've been around here. That was in 98 when I was there.
Yeah.
It was like my first job, like in art.
Is that when it was on 4th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That was cool. Sparring with these kids.
Yeah.
They just light me up. Some would light you. Like, they were like boxers from the hood.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever, I'll knock you out, kid. And they're like, what's up then? That was a fun time though. Painting that bus corridor.
I was gonna say, did you guys the ones on the where the bus goes?
Yeah. And then we did it on construction sites around the construction sites.
Yeah.
That's why it was Panels for Progress.
Mm-hmm.
I love the name.
Yeah, they make it sound like it's some cool like community charity or something, and that's really progress is just like, you know, building another Starbucks or whatever. That's the progress part. Right. The panels are, you know.
I'm just thinking all those olden days now. Because they aren't supposed to be old.
Until you get old.
Yeah. I got a bunch of Angel's drawings, too. I'll show you some of them. I think I can find a book right there.
Oh, like old ones?
Yeah, old, yeah. Like hip-hop kid ones.
Oh, yes.
The real shit. Where the laces are fat, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I remember those.
But it's a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was good.
Yeah.
She is good.
Yeah.
She never got bad.
I stalked Angel on the internet before I even met her.
Yes!
Yeah.
That means something.
Yeah, I tell her that. Her family likes that one.
That's crazy.
Like, hey, I brought the stalker home for dinner.
You're one of those stalkers that just does your stuff, like, stalk you until I'm, like, working at your place.
Yeah.
Oh, we were just talking about that earlier.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. It's the slow hustle.
Yeah.
Smart. There's lots of stories of people learning to do what they do by, like, hanging out at the place where they do that and not going away.
Yeah, we were just talking about this.
Yeah.
Observing.
Who did I say when you were talking about that? I had a whole story.
It was NPR guy.
Oh, Bob Boylan.
Yeah.
Bob Boylan did that.
He just hung around the studio until he was on the radio?
he hung around. You know this dude?
No.
Bob Boylan? Oh, he's like a famous, he's a famous radio dude.
Yeah.
And he does NPR. And he does All Songs Considered.
Oh, okay.
And he just has like one of the best lives ever. So it's just like meeting bands. He has this whole series called Tiny Desk series.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen
it. And so it's where every band comes and plays at his desk. This guy's a genius.
For his radio show.
And he's just like a music nerd. And he just knows everybody. He gets to play with people. And he's just like a dude. He just did it because he's doing it. He started out hanging out there, and then they were like, hey, can you cut tape? You know? Because it was when they would edit by cutting the tape, physically cutting the tape.
Super burning.
He was like, yeah. I had no idea he didn't even know what it meant. Totally. And so they had him do it, and he ended up doing it, and then he got hooked up, and then blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He's the producer of the show for 30 years or so.
Happens.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that
so I'm just hanging out everywhere.
The shop?
You gotta be there.
Yeah, pretty much started out bagging caps.
Yeah. Bagging caps?
Yeah.
I was like, what?
For paint.
Bagging caps.
And now 30 years later,
we're in the shop.
Pretty much.
So it works out perfectly. Slow hustle.
Slow hustle.
Let's talk about olden days. And we got Damian Hayes.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to hit it off on you, too. I'm trying to share it.
Yeah, right? He knows everybody, too.
Yeah, that's a thing. But back in the days, you had that gallery for a short time.
Yeah, yeah. Was it Boulevard?
Yes, it was Boulevard.
Yeah.
Wanted to get in there, man. I was trying to get in there. Yeah. It disappeared.
Yeah, yeah, I dipped out real quick.
But what's a cool story from there? Because you had some, like, really cool people in there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we had some good shows, man. Yeah. Yeah, like, probably the most notable was we did David Cho right before he did, like...
Before David Cho.
Right, just like literally the show before he became, like, super David Cho, you know?
Yeah.
That was cool. It was interesting, you know, that he just showed up and painted his show in a hotel room in, like, you know, in, like, 3 days. And, you know, hung out and...
I never even thought of that, painting in the hotel room.
Yeah, man. Painting in oils in the hotel room.
He's like, I'm about to make $1 million. Yeah. Like, you give a fuck. I'll buy your carpet.
Yeah, I mean, this one is for the deposit.
He's been out of the wall and shit.
He just makes a little tiny one.
Sorry.
He's like, he had Toyota pay for the hotel room because he's painting one of those trucks, the Scion things or whatever. Uh-huh. You know? So he had it all worked out. It was pretty crazy.
Holy cow. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's working it good.
Yeah.
Because that seems like my kind of kid dream job.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible.
Yeah, was it horrible?
I mean, it's cool, but like...
The pressure is horrible?
Yeah, there's the pressure to make money and like, you know, what it does is it turns you from being a fan of art to being like somebody who's like, oh, I can sell that, I can't sell that. So you... Just loses the way you perceive art. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It becomes like a I don't know. It's like picking a good orange. Right. Is this one squeezy? It's not like
this
anything.
It's squishy
like
and gross. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's a different.
It might be
your
like
brain.
The best tasting one. Though,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
For
like,
sure.
So yeah, it was, but you know, and then the day to day of working in a gallery is a lot of mopping and sweeping and boxing shit up, and you know, every so often somebody comes in there. A lot of people would come in and hang out. It was amazing how much free time. You realize how much free time people will have.
You're like, I'm supposed to be mopping, man.
And, you know, I got mopping. You know, I got some boxing. Yeah. You know, like, cats would come and hang out. And then, like, at the end of the, like, 6 hour period of them hanging out, they'd ask for a job. And you're like,
oh,
dude.
Oh,
they were kicking
it.
You
might buy some.
I never thought they were going to buy anything. That was never it.
Never thought that.
But yeah, you know, so it was interesting. Yeah.
That was. Did you have Bigfoot there?
Yeah, we did Bigfoot.
I remember that.
Well, it was like some other cats. We did a really great show with Ghost, New York subway guy.
Oh, you know what? I think I saw a bunch of pictures from that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. That dude was really cool. He was like a character, and then. What else do we have? Like, Logan Hicks, the stencil guy. And, yeah, like, something I can't remember, like, all the local guys. We did, like, a lot of, like, Robert Hargrave and this guy, Warren Dykman. Both of those dudes are really pretty sick Seattle area dudes.
Mm-hmm. Are they still around?
Yeah, yeah. You know, Robert, he's like a really great, an amazing artist, and he's always grinding, and he's at points where his career was like amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that dude was like represented in New York and LA and
yeah,
all that stuff.
That's what I was wondering.
But then there's points where he's like, the thing is he would never like sticks with like a commercially like once you got he has a style that these galleries were into selling. He was like, oh, cool. Well, I'm moving on now.
They're and like, they, oh,
yeah,
no, they, no, no, no.
Yeah, all they want is like you to stock their, you know.
Yeah, totally.
With, like,
don't change your style, man. Yeah. This is our money right here.
Yeah, but you know, he's like a, you know, real artist.
That's, I like that.
The biggest thing is just like the journey. It's not about the the thing at the end or whatever.
I like that. That's what I call it too. Real artist.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like there's like. Like, yeah, he was just doing his thing.
Do your thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to check him out.
Yeah, he's like.
Let me see. Yeah. I got a whole second thing right here.
Check out the clipboard on us.
It's got a little house drawn
like,
on it.
This is where, this is where all the wayward character. Clipboards come to live.
Yeah. I collect clipboards. It's a weird thing. I do have something for... It was for these guys, because it's a question from the Weird Beard. Uh-huh. It's like a segment that we do. And it was specifically for them. But I think it goes where you can answer it, too. So let's check it out.
It goes both ways.
Yeah, I think it goes both ways. All right, Weird Beard, where are you at? Oh, here it is.
Is it a fart noise and then like a hammer and a baby?
Dude, shut up. Really? You knew it? He's ruined the whole segment. No, I'm just kidding. But now I'm really going to put a clip in of that. Okay, ready? Weird Beard.
Question from the Weird Beard.
I'm up for an opinion.
Like the many Marvel Comics superhero team-ups, I'm guessing that each of you possess a unique set of skills and abilities that complement each other. Could you explain to the mere mortals imbibing this with their ears how your powers combine to make works greater than the sum of a single creative hero? And that being said, if you could have one superpower that related solely to art, what would it be? For instance, being able to spray different colored paints with your eyes. For me, shaping metal with my thoughts. How would you use it for good? Or how would you use it for evil? Who would be your artistic nemesis?
There's a lot of questions. Dude, that's the question for the Weird Beard. So, the first question, I guess... was what?
Like, because I don't even remember anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh my goodness,
that
guys.
Was too much.
Really?
How does their strengths complement each other?
Let's just do the front. Ready?
That's what she said. From the Weird Beard.
I just wanted to hear that part.
Like the many Marvel Comics superhero team-ups, I'm guessing that each of you possess a unique set of skills and abilities that complement each other. Could you explain to the mere mortals imbibing this with their ears how your powers combine to make works greater than the sum of a single creative hero?
That's it. That's stop. That was the first one question. It's supposed to be one question, Weird Beard. Fucking. I guess it is kind of for you guys. You do get cut out, I think. Because it is for you. I didn't realize it.
Sorry, Damien.
Sorry.
Or if you have any observations on their team up.
You can still have a time. Yeah, I mean, you can still have your own time. Whoa.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I feel like Que Sera is more... brings more of the fonts, letters, and just like color theory to the stuff that we do. To where I'm more of like a character-based artist. And then when it comes to doing these walls and everything, it helps us out. Because we're able to put both of those together instead of just coming up and doing a graffiti burner on the wall or just doing a character or just doing a bunch of shapes or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
We're able to like kind of bring all that to the table and it kind of, you know, it works out for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super distinctive.
Yeah. And then, you know, we try to keep it on the friendly tip, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it goes from all ages, from kids to grandmas.
Too. Yeah, yeah, right, it's positive, too. Yeah, it's like, feels good.
Try to keep it positive.
When you see that, it's like, woo! It's like party time.
Yeah, we're able to do that with the characters and then, like I said, the colors.
Colors,
and then, like, even the letters, you know, and, like, the stuff that we put out there, like, just by putting a smile on something, you know.
Yeah.
Makes people's day.
Dude, those houses, man. They're just always having a party.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They're always on the move, and that's why it's like the happy home. He's always constantly in finding adventure and doing something that's out of the norm.
Well, and those bright colors really like catch your eye too.
Yeah,
you know, and put together well.
Like, yeah, appreciate
I'm a color dude too.
Yeah, like that's a big thing that we like to do is color, especially now with all these spray paints and everything. Mm. We have like such a, and that's where our technique comes from. Really, it all comes from
the hookup
from spray paint.
Yeah, I can see what you're talking about. The hookup. Yeah. That is dope. Yeah, we're just looking at all these colors. I'm sorry.
You're just looking at all the shades, possibilities.
That's awesome. Oh. That's a perfect job.
Yeah, all day long.
Yeah.
Just staring at the wall, all the colors.
You got all these fucking kids hanging out there?
Yeah. It's like a weird community center.
Yeah. Yeah, weird dysfunctional community center, dude. Weird beard.
He's got more.
Oh, yeah, he's got more. Let's see. I don't know, though. I don't know if we should indulge him, though. He tried to slip 5 questions in. It's supposed to be 1 question is the thing. Weird beard.
Since there was 2 of us.
He tried to get it. He'll really say some shit like that, too. Yeah. He'll be like, well, it was 2 guests, so I did the dibbity bop.
I wish we got paid like that.
Mm. Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, it's 2 people?
Oh, it does that? It does that, huh?
Sometimes. Sometimes we have to be like, hey, it's 2 of us.
Yeah. All right, weird beard, let's see if we can get this.
You cut that or we walk.
The next part is, let's see what he says. I just like his voice. Oh, I'll try to send it to myself or something. I'm getting old with this phone, man. And glasses. Glasses and the phone. Uh-oh.
If you could have 1 superpower that related solely to art, what would it be? For instance, being able to spray different colored paints with your eyes. For me, shaping metal with my thoughts. How would you use it for good, or how would you use it for evil?
I would shape metal spray cans with my mind, and then I would fill them with the spray paint that was coming out of my eyeballs.
Yes.
So I wouldn't have to buy paint.
Oh, you just have to be up late.
And then I would use it for evil because I would charge people for it.
Yes.
Woo! That was easy.
Yeah,
he gave me the answer.
Yeah, he set that up.
He set that up. I just knocked it down.
Man, weird beard.
Kids are always mad because I took your answer.
Oh my god! How'd you know I was gonna say that?
Well, maybe you could like do that, you know, in a different spot.
Yeah.
No.
We could work at the same.
Or do we only have 1 power each? So we would have to share those powers.
Yeah.
Because you got 2. Because you were doing.
Because I had like this mind thing going.
Yeah,
and
the eyes. It's like the same time.
Wonder Twins.
Yeah. Yes.
Shape of. So which one would you rather have then? The metal or the.
Well, honestly, I'm trying to think of something cooler.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. We got all night. Let's do it.
It's a good one. Like, I don't want to waste it.
Don't waste a power. It's a power. Yeah, like, and you gotta pick
it. Has to, like, involve other things. Like a long,
you gotta do research. Push that button on that. No, the other way. Over there. Yeah.
The orange button.
Just for a little break.
Yes, dude.
Yes, dude. You are right.
You need to turn that bottle into like a hatchet or something. That would be awesome.
You don't want the sticky nub of that bottle rubbed on your teeth. It just chases you around.
It looks like it would chase you around a rave or something.
Come here.
Big ass hands.
He used to have that baby face on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
And then it would be like, people would be like, that's creepy. And I'd be like, what? And I would pull it off. Pull it and I'd off. Be like, yeah. And I'd be like, that's creepy. That's creepier. And then some people would be like, I don't know.
No, yeah, I still think the baby's pretty creepy. Because it looks at you when it dances on that machine.
Oh, yeah. That was...
The eyes on that are
no, it does this one move where it's like, it's not looking at you. And it's just kind of, you know, doing its shimmy. And then it like looks at you and goes like.
It just comes out at you.
It like comes out at you and it's fucking scary.
We're doing a lot of visuals for the podcast.
Yeah, everybody catch that at home.
A lot of visuals.
There was a dance involved.
A routine.
I mean, instead of like using paint with your eyes, just automatically project.
Oh, it just goes on.
Yeah.
It's like a 3D printer, but flat.
A 2D printer. Dude, we just invented 2D printers.
I just made up a printer, dude.
But then, like, what could we think of that would be for the evil?
How would you use it for evil?
Yeah.
You just do like Trump.
And then throw it off of a rooftop.
Everywhere you
like every billboard just has Trump on it.
I think that's the best.
Little smiley houses.
He'll start using that as a commercial. Totally. Or Trump.
How did you get into the 3D part of what you guys do?
The sculptures. Started as a kid, like messing with Play-Doh. I think I made my friends some like butterfly keychains.
Yeah.
In, like the third grade or something. Just pretty bad. I'm sure they all broke within like 3 days of them. But I mean, since then, you know, got out of touch in high school with it. But afterwards, I would say probably like, soon after Carlos and I met up, I like revived my passion for it.
Yeah.
Probably made a ton of sculptures, but like molded and casted, like how many series of things that we might be on now, like maybe on like mold number 20 or
yeah,
like over the last 8 years, you know.
Yeah, so you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
It looks good. Those houses in real life too, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're still part of it. You just crack your phone?
I did.
Oh, with the real crack right now?
The real glass crack.
Just now?
Right there, just now.
Brand new phone.
Brand new phone? Yeah. Sorry about the volume.
Okay. I got insurance. So.
Oh, you're good.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
You know, I've dropped it in the streets a couple times, but this floor right here.
No, this is the ghost office, dude. Yeah. Breaks a lot of my shit.
Yeah, a lot of stuff falls on him.
Dude, this place is haunted as hell.
Is it really?
Yeah, no, for real though.
Like you walk in,
like I feel weird talking about it, like in front of them. And I always think they're just mad. I'm so stoned in here. Yeah. Like, hey, we're breaking shit. We're throwing shit at you. We're fucking behind you, going whoa. I'm just like going like whoa. My glasses are weird.
Yeah.
Is there, are there any stories of like? Individuals bad stuff or something happening. Like that happening here? Or
Well, there's bad stuff from the labor riots back in the day, and like some people were killed out on the corner.
Oh, wow.
That's the corner of the, which is like right there or there. But I don't think it's anything like that. I think it's I think it's somebody from inside here.
Yeah.
Like they were working here or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it gets weird like that. And it's like you get the cold, like weirdness comes. Like I'll be in front of the heater over there and all of a sudden. And you feel like something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good like that. But it's bad.
Yeah.
And I came in talking so much shit, too. Loud shit. Just like, I'm a fucking live. You know?
Yeah.
This is my place now.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah.
So that's what just happened to my phone.
That's what I'm saying.
Just flew out of my pocket.
They don't like electronics. That's one of the things.
Oh, man, my new...
I should have warned you. That was kind of my fault.
No, it's all right.
It's called the ghost office. Didn't I call it the ghost office?
You think they'll go through my bag? I left it outside.
Yeah, you got some electronics in there?
They'll eat all your candy, though.
So it's going to be pictures of their of ghost asses? All right, let's get away from the ghosts. No offense.
There's one more part of the Weird Beards question.
I know, I was trying to let it, leave it out.
Oh, all right, sorry.
Because it's the last thing is who would be your nemesis?
Mm-hmm.
Who would be your nemesis? Man, Weird Beard, go to sleep.
All right, sorry.
He back in. Failed again. The last one, he did. He had a little failure, and I tried to pump him up this time and be like, let's do this. We'll give you one more chance, Weird Beard. I'm just really trying to turn it into where he's a character that I just make fun of everything. How do you guys travel? Like, or how do you get the jobs in other places?
Randomness.
Do you just follow it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just can't say no.
Yeah.
Gigs are pleasure, you know.
So where are some places that you guys have gone? I know a lot of the photos that I've seen of some of the murals, like the buildings that are, like, next door have...
You like you're in a different country?
Yeah. Those are probably photos from our trip to the Mediterranean coast.
Yeah.
Well, nice.
Israel. Yeah.
Wow.
What was up with that?
Painted like a 2-story rooftop.
Yeah.
And then the next week we painted a 4- or 5-story building.
Yeah.
Wow. The whole side of it. It was really fun. It was our biggest walls to date.
Yeah.
That's a really big ladder.
Yes. The scaffolding was like cartoon style wood planks, like would bounce up on Carlos's side if like one of us was like I was walking the other way, like
donk,
yeah.
Like, up and down,
like some Three Stooges.
Yeah, like nails sticking out everywhere.
What's the matter with you, eh?
Yeah, it was
they catch your clothing while you're walking by. It's just get them.
Different focuses.
Yeah, yes. Like life.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and try to stay alive on this one.
Yeah. The trip wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be. It was a lot more fun than nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
What did you see anything like that would be interesting to us that we don't get to see?
Just the lifestyle.
Yeah, because it's totally different.
Yeah, totally different. Tel Aviv was like a 24-hour party city.
Oh, whoa.
There's like graffiti, murals, everywhere. Like, people would, like, see us painting daytime, like, high-five us instead of calling the cops. Like, they would out here, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
so they just have badass artwork everywhere.
Yeah.
Just, like, stop, take a selfie with you.
Yeah.
In the back. You'd be in the background. They're taking a selfie of themselves.
Right. You're all...
And then they'd be like, okay. And, like, let's walk off. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Got to paint just every day, nonstop for 3 weeks.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. Then every day we took a break to go to the ocean and swim around, and then we go back and paint some more.
Right.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. We had a wall of paint in our hotel room.
Hey, shut up.
Wow. So if we needed whatever we needed, we would just grab.
You're just looking at that wall.
Yeah. Yeah, and we didn't even finish it. It was impossible to finish.
We were trying.
We tried. Can in each hand, trying
to cover the world.
We did our best.
After they use the bathroom, though. That's what I did. When I moved in here, every time I would smoke weed, because I like thought it was some crazy thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so every time I'd smoke weed, I'd just go out there and spray paint there, like Febreze.
We do that in our studio.
Yeah. It works.
It does.
You just get a little dizzier.
It's like the devil's Febreze.
I'm gonna use that one again.
Where were you? You were just in LA?
Yes.
Painting.
Painting. Painted a mural on the side of Canvas Gallery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had a buddy from Germany come down, and both of us got to do some walls out there on the side of the Canvas Gallery. And can't think of where that was, actually.
You just got a network going.
Yeah.
You got a network going. I see what you're doing.
And then we just painted with the guy from Beijing last week.
Yeah.
Actually.
Went to Atlanta last week as well.
Yeah.
Damn.
Whoa.
Atlanta. And you guys are from there or live there.
Yeah.
That's where you met?
Yeah. Is that where we met in Memphis, but I lived in Atlanta at the time.
Oh, okay.
And then Carlos came down and stayed with me.
Because Memphis was cool, but it wasn't as cool as Atlanta.
Atlanta's awesome. Awesome. Yeah, all my family's out there, so it's nice.
Atlanta always just outcast, you know, got me thinking about Atlanta.
They wrap it up pretty well.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Seems like it'd be a cool place to go.
Yeah,
you lived there?
Yeah, I lived there in the early 90s.
Damien.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
The good old days.
Really good old days.
Damn.
But it was really good. It was amazing.
Yeah. I bet.
We lived in the same neighborhood, but like 10 years apart.
Weird.
And then we met out in Seattle.
Everything's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's all. Yeah. I said we could wrap this up. Everything's weird. I just figured it out. Time is weird. The circles are weird of people and how it goes crazy. And Kevin saying what's up before the fucking party.
I know, right?
Yeah. Sorry, I went on my own little journey there. What about Identikit? Have you guys ever heard of an identikit?
I do not know what that is.
Please, it's for like kids, us. Right?
Awesome.
What'd you say? Is it for kids?
No. Oh, you know what? I know what you're talking about,
though. Identikit.
Yeah. Where you identify your kids. Yeah. Identikit. Yeah. No.
It's the thumbprints.
Yeah, it's like a little home kit.
Oh, you had this, and you had the necklace, and you had the fingerprint thing that had Pepsi on it. Yeah.
They put a chip under your skin.
Not then. These are the good old days.
They don't have chips. They're too big back then.
Yeah, they just took the picture. They just took the picture. And we're like, yeah, we'll put this on the milk carton when you're gone.
You got a waffle on your shoulder? What is that?
Snapchat that shit.
Hit the snap.
Let me do it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, glass in my finger. That's how they get you.
You toyed up your phone.
They could have made it like some strong plastic or something.
Oh no, all day long. Yeah, they could have made it fucking indestructible, never gets touched by anything. They could have made it where Lil Wayne could dump fucking champagne all over it. You know, if they wanted to. Oh, it's gonna check the library. Scratch it. I have had an audio of this dude trying to beg money off me for milk. It's so good. For some milk. I just want to get some milk.
What kind of milk is that?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what milk means. In this 7-Eleven parking lot. Right? In this 7-Eleven parking lot, words mean different things.
Yeah. Oh, that one.
Because one time I was there. One time I was there. I would go there in the middle of the night. This is by Jeff's old house. And I had a studio in the basement. And it's like J Street. Is that East Side? Is that East Side?
Yeah, I guess so.
Not a good spot. You know, at 4 a.m. when you're going to get, like, what are those things called? Takis?
Hot Cheetos and Takis.
Yo. I go by the name of Dane Jones. I'm with my crew. And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig? Okay. Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of these Hot Cheetos and Takis. Got my fingers stained red and I cannot get them off. You can catch me in my coat eating Hot Cheetos and Takis. Pop. Snack, 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 crunch, snack. I went there and this guy was like, hey man,
you do milk?
You do drugs? Hey, you be doing those drugs? And I was like, no. And then I was like, no. Well,
which drugs?
I was like, I like smoke weed, but I don't be doing those drugs. And he's like, you don't be fucking with that white girl? And I was like, I went again, you know? I do be fucking with that white girl, but I don't know if we're talking about the same white girl. That was in that same parking lot. Words mean different things.
He was like, no, her parents collect weird stuff. I know. You be fucking with that white girl.
With that white girl.
He's like, she's crazy. I know her.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
And there's the crazy dude that would talk to himself and wear the crazy outfits like he was training.
The Simone dude. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that big dude.
What was he training for?
To murder me? Like,
yeah.
One time, this dude would dress up, he just dressed in crazy shit. Like, I'm crazy. Then he was a Samoan dude. Like, for real. Yeah. Like, what you think
so
of.
It was hard for him to find crazy shit to wear.
It was always like,
and
giant,
he did,
no.
Big guy.
Yeah, it was tight. It was always tight. And it would be like a dress with like yoga pants. Type of shit, but he's like a dude that'll just murder you though. Like it's nothing even like you don't laugh at him when you see him. You're just like, oh shit. I just want talkies. It's the middle of the night.
Can we identikit this guy? Because I'm really.
Cool. I don't think they had Simone. I don't think they had the Simone part. They didn't have that yet.
Need the upgrade.
It's like mostly black, and then it's something like
that guy.
Art Primo? We talked about that.
Oh, I had something I wanted to ask about that. I saw a lot of like miniatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the photos. So, like, what's going on? Do people make those from scratch? Like, what's...
Miniatures?
Like, there's, like, trains and dumpsters and, like, mailboxes dumpsters? And all kinds of little things.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we have a show coming up next Thursday. That's all, like, a model train show.
Ooh, that's smart.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
So people, like, find vintage model trains and then paint on them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a pretty big thing, actually. Yeah.
Is there any that are the size, like a 1/6 scale, let's say?
I don't even know what that means.
I know.
It's pretty big. That's how about, super it's custom. Big. Actually, I do have puppet somebody size? Sending one in that's like probably 4 foot long.
Did they make it?
Yeah, that was
made. Wow. Yeah,
and to that scale? Yeah. Unless you're going to find like the used car from the rich man's backyard, private railroad or something, which...
Silver Spoon style.
Their parents have one of those. Yeah. At their property, they have one of those. But it's, like, but it's a miniature train. It's like bigger than the Silver Spoon train.
Yeah.
It's like a train, but it's just smaller.
Yeah.
And it has like all this crazy shit. It's crazy. Nothing. I'm
going too far. So is it like a garden train?
Yeah, it goes only on these tracks. There's a crazy dude there. Oh, man, see. The dude that lives there on their property in Roy. Right? Yeah. Give me the address. Is the grandson of the guy that made up Winnie the Pooh.
Crazy.
Yeah. Sounds stupid and made up. Nope. Never is. Their whole family is like that all day. They just say, blah, blah. And you're like, yeah, mass. When I first met her.
That's funny. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, sure.
And I'm like meeting Cheech, like, oh, hey. And he's like, oh, what's up, Judy? Meeting every no, I'm saying
really,
like, Cheech and Chong,
parent.
Like everybody, yeah. She just knows all these people. I'm gonna start name dropping like a mother, but
yeah.
And so and when I first met her, it was bullshit. You know, I was like, what? There's no way.
You don't know all those people.
Yeah, like I don't care where you're from.
You don't have to say where she,
how does she know these people?
Just from living in L.A.
Oh,
like,
really?
She, yeah, just
her, just from
her dad
in LA.
Is what
oh,
it,
there
is.
It is.
Her dad is like crazy dude. That's up. We'll just say he's up.
Yeah.
So, do you make the dumpsters though?
Sorry,
no, good. I just want to know where the shit comes from.
No, not personally. No.
But like at the shop, they're made, or like that's what I.
How can we get these dumpsters?
How do we get these dumpsters?
It's like a guy, TYO Toys. I think he's like LA based. He's pretty cool, Phil Foss.
Phil Foss.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? My name's Phil Foss.
Phil Foss.
But look up a TYO Toys.
Now that we're promoting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want
to send us a little something.
He's got
something.
Dumpsters. He's got some really, like, real cool billboards.
Whoa.
That's super cool.
Oh, just everything, huh, dummy, yeah. Jeremy?
And he has that? And he has that?
Yeah, no, I make all my own shit. It takes forever.
Wasting time.
Yeah, totally.
Do they come all tagged up like
it's
that?
It's all unique.
No, they're all customized.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, the artist customized them.
Because yeah, there's like bags of trash in there and shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So good.
It's got to look grimy.
Yeah.
Realistic.
Not fucking cardboard. Mine's cardboard.
It looks so good.
It looks real,
it
but
looks
it's
good.
Cardboard. I know it's cardboard.
Right. Well, these are like mass produced too, so.
Right, okay.
I want mass of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you need a lot. You can't just have one dumpster for a whole city of puppets.
Let's talk to Damien Hayes for a second.
That's what you've been doing as furniture?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah,
I never got to.
I've been doing a lot of just, you know, it's funny, the whole boom in Seattle, which sucks, and like all these restaurants and stuff that I can't afford to go to or whatever. I've been living off of making tables and chairs for them. Yeah, so it's all right. I've never it's like almost, it's become almost like a thing where I never step foot into any of these establishments that I build shit for. So I've never sat at a table I've made. I've never like,
what? You gotta go in there and be like,
you're making fancy shit.
I have no idea.
You're making fancy shit. That's what that means.
I don't have a desire to. You know, it's kind of, it's telling my buddy Kyle about it. It's kind of like listening to your own mixtape. You know what I mean? Like, as a DJ, you like do it, you listen to it a couple times, you're like, oh, that sucked. Oh, that's horrible. And then you don't want to listen to it ever again. You know, it's like,
I don't want to sit at that table, man.
You know how long I sat at that table?
So how's that work? Is that out of place, or is it yours? Is it? Is
just
it
like I have a studio right next to these guys, and
where's your guys' studio? Now we're getting
right next to this guy's.
Nice, we figured it out. Yeah. Top secret,
found him.
It's like underground in the depths of Capitol Hill.
Underground. Yeah. See,
we're all dwellers.
That's what it's about. Yeah. No window. Yeah.
You walk out and your eyes hurt.
Yeah, you walk out and you're like, oh damn, it was a nice day all day. Yeah. I was down here like with the heater on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Come and check out the spot sometime.
Yeah, I'm down. I'll do that for sure.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, we kind of forged a little outpost.
Yeah.
I was the first one in this building, and when I was, you know, we had like, I don't know what was going on, but it seemed like people were like making drugs or something like that.
Before you were there.
Yeah, so I got in there and it was like,
while
I was there. Space I'm in, like weeks before I got in there, there was like a situation where the cops came in with like machine guns to like get this dude out of this. I don't know. It was like a hostage situation, but the guy was holding himself hostage. I don't know.
I need a bus and a pizza. Make it 2 pieces.
Yeah, I'll do it. They're like, we'll do it. Just come outside.
The Blazing Saddles.
So they never came in after you later?
No. I was worried. That's crazy.
Well, we had this address
slipping.
In our
You're
GPS.
Gonna get caught slipping.
I know.
You didn't even know you were slipping.
Exactly.
Like, I'm just making a chair.
We don't know what that means.
We had to kill him. He was high on milk.
He was off that milk.
This guy. That white girl.
Dude, he was all off that white girl. White girl's milk, dude. That's a whole different
podcast.
That's a whole different show.
That's a whole other thing.
All right. Well, we should probably start to wrap it up. I hate it. I just want it to go forever and just kick it with all these people. Mm-hmm.
So we're out of beer.
Oh, that's true. Wait a minute. You can drink 3 ciders real fast.
I have to drive home still.
Wait a minute, do you guys live at your studio?
No.
No.
So you have 2 places. Yes. Yeah.
But it's only like a half mile in between.
So it's perfect.
Yeah, it works out. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
You don't live at yours either. You live at your house. It's the best to have 2 places.
Yeah.
Like a place to go to.
Stuff though, you know, especially like with like Seattle, the prices and everything.
Oh, no.
It's just like a real struggle to keep it like happening, but you know,
just come to Tacoma.
Yeah, it's beckoning.
Tunnel up to Tacoma. Yeah, underground the whole way.
Don't even know.
Don't even say nothing.
Underground Federal Way. There's not even anything there.
Yeah,
you're just tunneling.
They'll come in and check on you after like. Couple months go by with no rent check. And they'll just open the door and there's like nothing in there. Yeah, just like a pile of dirt in a hole.
Yeah.
Gonna have like the Ferrari poster over the hole.
With the splatter font. Liquid letters. Ferrari.
Nice.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, freestyles.
Yeah, you got a freestyle.
Drop
you didn't know that? You didn't know that part. That's what this is all about. It's all about hip hop. This show's about hip hop, dude. We just never got around to it. Hey, you got a freestyle.
I've been
a
kid for too long.
Look at
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Are we playing out right now?
Yeah, we're playing out. I'm gonna say stuff though, like we're ending a show.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
All right, well, thanks to They Drift for coming in. That was awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Hell yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
I really enjoy your work. I'm happy to hear about it, hear more about it, because I didn't know a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? So I was curious. It's cool. Damian Hayes, the bonus feature was awesome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll have to come to Seattle and check out your guys' spot. If you want to check out They Drift, you can go to theydrift.com.
That's right.
If you want to check out Damian Hayes, hit him up.
Hit me up.
But hey, man, I want to check you out.
Hey. Jeff Wee, you can check out his music at offmodels/soundcloud.com.
Yes, sir.
Or some configuration.
Some configuration thereof.
Yeah, and if you want to check out anything I'm doing, you can check out...
What is it?
CandyTeethCreative.com.
What is it?
That's the spot. Plug. Is it? There's all kinds of stuff there. It's
like,
weird.
Like what?
There's puppets, paintings, videos, stuff. All kinds of, yeah, just weird. Weirdness.
You can play video
piles,
games.
Piles of weirdness. If you want to check out Piles of Weirdness, go to CandyTeethCreative.com.
Or PilesOfWeirdness.com.
Uh-oh. We one. Might have to Google that real quick. Shit. Just to check
it
out.
Be careful. So, we better do it before this comes like out. Like somebody will buy it up.
I don't like the piles.
Piles
part,
of weird.
You don't like the piles like, part?
Not on the internet. Pile.
Not a pile.
I don't want to type pile in the internet. That's not a good thing.
Oh, wow. Pile. You could just add anything onto that. We got a new gross. Segment.
Pile all blank.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Pile of weirdness.
All right, creeps. Until next time, stay alive. Just rocking out.
This is even mine.
And we all dance out of the room.
H-O-T, Cheetos, and I'm talking. So watch me go around with my snacks. Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of these hot Cheetos and Takis. Got my fingers staying red and I cannot get them off me. You can catch me in my car eating hot Cheetos and Takis. Snack,
snack, snack, snack, snack, snack, snack, snack. Hot Cheetos and Takis.
Hot Cheetos and Takis.